This is the Environment Report from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Well, you probably see it in streams and rivers around cities. All kinds of trash, a lot of it's plastic, bobbing along the edge of the water. You know it's not right. You wonder how it got there, and you wonder what can be done about it. Well, one small group has stopped asking questions and started doing something. It's kind of overcast, and it's a little more than just chilly as this motorboat heads toward the deeper water.
We're in the Detroit River. We're at the Delray Boat Launch, and we are trash fishing.
And what does that mean?
Trash fishing is like fishing for fish, but we fish for trash. It's a lot of fun.
That's Tom Nardone. He's put together this event, but this was not his idea. It was his son Mark's idea.
So my dad runs a group where he picked up trash on the land in parks, but I wanted a boat, and also there was lots of trash on the rivers that washed up on the side.
So when did you start doing this?
We started doing this last summer.
How old were you when you thought of this idea?
11.
We're headed toward this channel which goes around Zug Island. Now, about the only thing on Zug Island is a big steel mill. If you look at a satellite photo on Google Maps, it mostly looks like a black spot on the Earth. Surprisingly, though, there's a lot of birds and a lot of trash around the island.
Want to just make a run into the weeds and see how we do?
There are lots of bottles and jugs and pieces of styrofoam in those weeds. And to me, it looks like there's no way these three boats out trash fishing today can clean up all of it. And Nardone says, look, it's overwhelming, so you might as well make a game out of it.
You know, you get the biggest ones first, the antifreeze bottles and the oil cans, and then you're doing the water bottles and the booze bottles, but then it gets down to like the forks and the straws. But 100 feet down the river, you know there's more antifreeze bottles and oil cans and things. So I just write it up as entertainment. So when I'm done being entertained by that spot, I'll move on to the next one. As long as I keep doing good work, I don't feel bad.
Nardone says a lot of this trash is high up on the bank next to some parking lots, and he doesn't think this stuff just floated here. He thinks it's litter from the people using those parking lots. He also thinks a lot of the stuff that they're pulling out of the river could have been made from other materials.
You can see like some bait boxes, you know, the things you buy worms in, those styrofoam ones. You know, that would be pretty easy to replace with a piece of cardboard or something, and then they would just biodegrade. The other thing is, all this trash, all we see is the stuff that floats. We don't see the stuff that you throw away that sinks. You know, that's somewhere on the bottom of the river, you know, just hurting the environment.
After a couple of hours, the 55-gallon drum on the boat is chock full, as well as a couple of plastic boxes on the floor on the boat. In another boat, Charlie Spees has several bags of trash. Kevin Rainey and Don King have filled up their dinghy. As we pull back up to the Delray ramp, I turn to the founder of trash fishing, Mark Nardone.
How was fishing today?
It was good. We got a lot of trash, and we found some interesting things. We found a fire hydrant.
Fire extinguisher, I think.
Fire extinguisher, yeah.
They've got awards to hand out for most trash, the biggest piece of trash, and for the most unusual trash. I asked Kevin Rainey if he found anything interesting.
Nothing. Bunch of cans and bottles and candy bar wrappers and all the stuff that shouldn't be in the water.
Well, he forgot to mention the one thing that won him the most unusual piece of trash award. He pulled out of the river what looked to be an old golf cart wheel. Tom Nardone says there are six more trash fishing events of this year.
All you need is a little boat. I mean, look at some of the boats that are out here. They're about as small as they come. A motor is really a plus. And then you can come out here and have a good time and clean up the environment. The next one is June 1st and 9 a.m. at St. Jean Boat Launch. So that's up near Belle Isle.
As you might know, Belle Isle is a lot more pretty than Zug Island. But there's always trash and plenty of it. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.